As the Allies advanced toward and into Germany in late 1944, the Nazis desperately diverted resources away from their own defenses to accelerate the killing of Jews. During the retreat, SS members destroyed some of the evidence of their killing centers. They burned down crematories and other buildings and forced starving prisoners to trudge long distances in freezing weather. Those who lagged behind on these death marches were shot beside the roads, to be left with the thousands of bodies of those who had already collapsed and died. By April 1945, Allied troops of the United States, Great Britain, and the Soviet Union had nearly established control over Germany and German-occupied Poland. After personally witnessing the horrors discovered at the Ordów concentration camp, General Dwight D. Eisenhower ordered every nearby unit not fighting on the front lines to also visit the camp. "We are told the American soldier does not know what he is fighting for," Eisenhower reportedly said. "Now, at least, he will know what he is fighting against." As Allied troops encountered the former camps, they were horrified to discover the remaining evidence of the Holocaust, including mounds of corpses that had been left behind to rot. The liberating soldiers were shocked beyond imagination by what they now witnessed. Depending on the extent of malnutrition, many camp survivors would attempt to thank or embrace the soldiers. The memories of those moments would stay with the liberators forever.